Let's roll.
Well, we got news today of our bowl destination, and really excited to be able to talk to the team today about our trip to Dallas to go to the to accept the invitation to go to the Heart of Dallas Bowl, the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl in over in Dallas, Texas. And really excited. I think it's a great opportunity for this team to play a Big Ten opponent. We don't know who that is going to be at this moment, waiting to kind of any minute now for who that opponent's going to be, but really excited about the opportunity to go play a Big Ten opponent in Dallas. It's a great reward for this football team for the things that they, this football team, for what they've been able to accomplish this year, but also to be in Dallas where our fans and our alumni, we've got a great base there in the Dallas area, and to be able to go over there and play so close to home where so many of our fans and alumni are going to be able to support the team is really kind of is really special for us. So just really excited. It's a fun time right now. It was certainly nice meeting with the team. They were very excited about it, and it gave us an opportunity to kind of get the bad taste out of our mouth a little bit about yesterday's game and talk a little bit about the future and what we're going to do as only the seventh team in school history to go to a bowl game, which is really a great accomplishment for the for what these guys have done out on the field.
I know there were a lot of options out there. Was this kind of like your number one?
This was one, I mean, when you look at Conference USA's matchups, I mean, there's a lot of great bowl destination sites when you start talking about Boca, Hawaii, the Bahamas. But when you start talking about the opportunity to play a Big Ten team, you want a chance in a bowl game to go kind of validate what you've accomplished this season. And it's not just about going to win, but it's about going to play the best quality opponent that you can. And so this is the game that we wanted to go to. Very excited to have the opportunity to be there, obviously for the geographical reasons we talked about, but also because of the opponent. So this is the one that this was our first choice. So really excited that we have the opportunity to be there.
Given that was your first choice, does it feel strange that even though yesterday's outcome, you still got the outcome you ultimately wanted?
Right, which is the bowl game in Dallas. I mean, it's great for the players to go to Hawaii or the Bahamas or those type of places, but when you really talk about the opponent and having the opportunity for our fans, alumni, families of a lot of these seniors to see them play in their last football game, this is a great spot for us, and I'm really excited that it worked and excited to go over to Dallas. Very appreciative to the people with the Zaxby's Heart of Dallas Bowl to give us this invitation, and really excited to have the opportunity to accept it.
Of course, y'all had the opportunity to play in this venue last season. Mm-hmm. How much will that play a factor?
I think a little bit of familiarity. It'll have a little bit to do with it, but I think it's going to be more about the preparation and the excitement that this team has. A big part of going to a bowl game is being excited about being there, and this is a destination and a spot we want to be against the opponent that we want to play coming out of the Big Ten. And so I think our team is really going to be excited about it, and I think it's as much that as it's going to be familiarity with the bowl game, the bowl site itself.
With two guys on a roster that have come out of the Big Ten, how special would it be to possibly play one of those?
Well, and that's what I think they're both hoping for. You know, I mean, as we're waiting to find out who that's going to be, I mean, it would be really special to them. But I think any of the Big Ten opponents is going to be special for us to have an opportunity to go play them.
In terms of preparation, what do you guys, what's it look like now?
The schedule at this point, the coaches will be out on the road recruiting this week. The players will come in and get a couple lifts in this week. We will practice Friday, Saturday, and then we will start our real bowl preparations on Monday, a week from tomorrow, is when we'll really get on the field and have an opportunity to get into the game plans and really start practicing it. We go over to Dallas on the 22nd. Then we will practice. We'll be able to be there the 22nd through the 26th, having the bowl game at 12 o'clock on the 26th.
This bowl game in particular one feels like kind of like a long time coming after the stuff that happened in 2011. It's kind of good for you guys to, I guess, get a second chance and get the bowl that you guys wanted back then. You get it this year.
Right, and it's one of the things that's the great advantage to being in Conference USA. When you look at the five bowl tie-ins that we have, and Conference USA has got a great slate of bowls, as we talked about. When you talk about destination spots of Boca, the Bahamas, Hawaii, Dallas, they've got some great bowl games. And so for us to have the opportunity to go, I think speaks volumes for being in the conference. I mean, that they're going to take care of us, they're going to protect us, and being in a reputable league like we're in right now, I think that's one of the things that being in Conference USA does for you.
You mentioned how important the extra practices are.
Yes.
And that's what all coaches say, especially with your team this year, how young you are. How much is it going
to
mean?
It's going to be, that's a big part of going to a bowl, because you're talking about the opportunity possibly to get 12 or 13 practices in from now until the bowl game. Those are practices that a lot of these redshirt freshmen, when you start to look at some of the younger players that have redshirted this year and some of those guys that we're going to need to step up for next season. So I think it's a great preparation for this bowl game, but I also think it's going to be a great opportunity for us to prepare for the future and get an extra spring practice in with a lot of these younger players and starting to get ready for the 2015 season as well.
I guess from your experiences, I know you've got a couple of guys that have played in some bowl games, but the vast majority haven't.
No,
Is that something that's worrisome, or is that something that just kind of handles itself?
Well, I think that's, we just got to look at that in our preparation to when we're going to practice, how we're going to do this, and getting ready to go to the bowl. And I think we need to make sure that we keep that in mind, that we have a lot of players that have never been to a bowl game. I mean, we've got very few. There's a couple of the seniors that were in the Poinsettia Bowl, but very few players on this roster have been to a bowl game. And so I think for those that have, it'll be great for their leadership to be able to talk to some of the underclassmen. But as coaches, we're also going to have to do a great job with that as well.
Coach, one question about yesterday. Now you've had a chance to kind of review the film, maybe sleep. What'd you think? Go back.
Well, we reviewed the film, but we didn't get to sleep much. But, you know, it's unfortunate. It was unfortunate that we came up short. It was a great football game. We knew it was going to be two great defenses out there competing. And, you know, the weather conditions obviously weren't ideal for either quarterback throwing the ball around. But I think we had our opportunities. We just weren't able to capitalize on some of them. But I was really proud of how hard this team competed, how bad they wanted it. And, you know, as a coach, you always have that second guessing in you. We should have called this, we shouldn't have done this, we should have done that, when you're in a one-play football game as close as it was. But I felt like for our players to go there to play a really good football team in Marshall on the road in those conditions, I thought the way they went out there and competed, I was really proud of them. And a lot of guys had the opportunity to step up. When you look at the game that Nick Thomason played as a linebacker and how active he was, and the things that he did, having his opportunity to get that start. When I look at a guy like Josh Robinson and the way he played at right tackle, I thought there were a lot of bright spots in that game that are going to bode well for the future with those young guys coming back for another year.
Did Cody get nicked up in the game?
His shoulder was bothering him. He won't admit to it. But he took a couple hits, and it's something that he's been nursing now ever since the UAB game. I think it's been really hard for him, and he's had some limited practices because of the shoulder. I'm glad we have some time here to get that healed before we go to the bowl game. But you know, nobody wants it more than Cody does. He's such an unbelievable competitor. He was so into it mentally. He knew where to go. He knew what was going on the field. He could see it. I think he was just struggling. He was in a lot of pain out there trying to operate. But he wasn't going to miss that for anything. And it's just unfortunate, because he was a big reason that we were in that game, was because of the way that he played for us this season. It was just unfortunate that he wasn't able to play his best game in that game.
How special was it to see Kenneth get the appeal and then go out and have the game that he had?
You know, Kenneth's such a great competitor. And to see him out there and go play the way that he did, I mean, he's going to compete. But I just think the world of him and all the intangibles that he brings that I've talked a lot about, because I think that's one of the things that makes him so special. So it was great to have him out there, and glad he was able to play. And certainly looking forward to having him for the bowl game as we move forward as well.
Anything else? All right, thank you.